is Davin's Den.
All right, we were back. This story's a little similar to something we did a couple weeks ago that involves a black student needing to change their hairstyle.
Yeah.
Which seems to be a trend, so that's why I brought it to our attention again. Let's talk about the differences, see what's going on here. So that's what this is about. It's about a four-year-old boy, four- or five-year-old boy in Texas. They want him. He's African-American. He has long hair. You know, past his collar.
Yeah.
It's probably to his shoulder.
Shoulder length, almost.
And they want him to cut his hair. So there's that story. Then we'll discuss it.
I will be here at every board meeting. I will fight to get all of the rules changed.
Inside a Tatum ISD board meeting, parents sat holding signs demanding the board to make a change after they claim students are being discriminated against.
I was told that I needed to see the principal. So I went to the principal's office where she explained to me that my grandson's hair was too long.
This all started in August when four-year-old Michael, or how many people know him, Tink, arrived at school to meet his teacher, but was told his hair needed to change.
And the superintendent then gave me three options. He told me that I could either cut it, braid it, and pin it up, or put my grandson in a dress and send him to school. And when prompted, my grandson must say he's a girl.
Woodley points to what she believes is a problem in the school's dress code that states no ponytails, ducktails, rat tails, male buns, or puffballs are allowed on male students. Continuing to say the hair shouldn't extend past the top of a t-shirt collar.
My son came home and said that, you know, Mom, I think something's wrong with my hair.
Cambry Cox is another mother who's asking the school board to rethink the rules. After her son Keelan was told his hair couldn't be in a ponytail.
With my son's dreadlocks, sometimes they do fall in his face. So I felt it would be easier to put his hair up. But then that's a problem.
Now with parents taking a stand, they hope this sends a message to their children.
I teach him to be his own individual. And I don't think that he should ever feel insecure.
We shouldn't even be talking about this at any age because hair has nothing to do with learning.
Both stating they plan on fighting what they believe to be a gender and race issue. My Owens, KETK.
All right. So a couple weeks ago, we dealt with a school making a black student color in their fade, as you'll recall. So now we're talking about a black student being forced to change how he wears his hair or wear a dress. I kind of feel like we're seeing like a misunderstanding of black culture at a very basic level.
You know, I don't understand
Greek.
Yeah, I don't. Or Chinese. But I don't
understand. Don't say that. You'll get banned from Saturday Night Live.
I love their food. I don't understand how, because I don't understand everything about, you know, black culture, but I don't understand how the length of his hair is particularly a black thing, because, I mean, you know, everybody was getting crap for the length of their hair in the 60s.
Right, but I don't know, but I'm thinking, like, maybe in the 70s, and I guess the late 60s, everybody was growing it out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The natural.
Yeah, like an afro, a natural, you
yeah,
know.
I mean, I really don't know if it's a cultural thing. But I'm not in the position to say it's not a
right,
cultural thing.
Right, that part I don't understand.
But the bigger thing is, why are we worried about this?
Why do we care?
I think one of the reasons that we should be concerned about this is, number one, is like having a hairstyle, you know, having a dress code or a hairstyle is grooming you to be into the adult world, a world where you're judged on the way you look, which can affect you getting a job. And I think they're trying, you know, keeping having that rule in there for that reason.
But look at how young he is.
He's four.
You want to know something? That's when you start educating. I mean, it's 4 years
old. But more and more, appearance doesn't matter. More and more people are working from home. They're working for themselves. I mean,
But wait a minute. We're saying to four-year-olds, go out and get a job, you lazy bum.
No, I think Joe's trying to say that we're trying to instill to them that looks matter.
That looks matter. That looks will, you know, matter as you get older. And sometimes, yeah, there's a uniform look.
Joe, I've seen pictures of you. I've seen pictures of you when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you looked like.
Right.
Are you not gainfully employed?
Yeah, but you want to know something? I cut my hair and shaved my beard.
Yeah, as an adult.
Right.
As an adult.
As an adult.
Which is fine.
Which is what you do.
Exactly.
But why can't you let your freak flag fly when you're a kid?
Exactly.
What's the difference when you're in school?
I mean, out of all the things to worry about, I feel like this is, like, so dated. Like, I caught shit when I played baseball in high school.
Okay.
They didn't make me cut my hair.
Okay.
But I had a mullet, as many did, and it was pretty long, and the coach would make comments, and I often did not get the playing time that perhaps I would have gotten if perhaps my hair was cut and cleanly shaved like my teammates. It's like what are we doing?
What?
Out of all the shit our kids have to worry about.
Are we going back to the 60s where people were like, oh, are you a boy or a girl? Like,
I feel like that's what this is.
That's what this is. It's like, didn't we already go through this and learn lessons?
I mean, and if a girl can have long hair, why can't a boy have long hair?
If a girl can have short hair.
Right.
Or no hair.
Right.
What's the friggin' difference? I don't understand this.
I feel like we're just worrying. We're causing problems where we don't need to cause problems.
Yeah.
Unless he's hiding a weapon in there.
Yeah, he's four.
Yeah, you know.
He's got a machine gun in that long hair.
At some point, just let them.
I mean, their response was wrong, but basically.
Put on a dress. That's a little much.
But the reason,
but you saw how long his hair was, and what did he do? He put on a dress.
Joe. I remember you climbing up those trees with your long hair and your skirt on. The other lumberjack's just looking up your skirt as you felt the draft.
We've seen your rock cut outfit. They said cut your hair or put on a dress. So you did both.
That's true. That's true. You did do both.
You did not
go quietly into the good night. So why should this young lad? you were rocking out.
Oh yeah.
If nobody's ever seen Joe in his dress, you really need to see. Look up Rotgut.
I mean, I feel like younger Joe would be on the side of this kid and tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
I feel like you should still be that way because you made the decision as an adult. And it was, if you could have made good money and if God had been a little kinder to your follicles, I feel like you would still have long hair.
Not really. No, it depends, you know, that gets to a certain point, but basically we have, you know, when I went to school, there was a code of dress code. This is the code for the school. If that's the code, then
How were you hampered in school by having long hair? How were your classmates ill affected by your long flowing black locks?
They were very distracting.
Were your locks distracting?
No, they weren't distracting. But it gets to the point where if there's a code of conduct, you're trying to groom people to get into the adult world.
He's four.
You know what? That's what
his biggest concern is blocks and Legos and what's for snack.
But this is what. But this is what the requirements are.
Right, and I'm saying the requirements are stupid.
And I'm curious, where were the parents?
Maybe he's being raised by the grandparents. I don't know.
But basically, it's a certain culture. And
your grandmother was a big factor in your life. What's the wrong with grandma sticking up?
Yeah. I'm just curious where the parents are in all of this.
I don't know, Joe.
Okay, kind of immaterial to the story, though.
But I'm curious about it. There's a dress code. And why is this suddenly a problem? I wonder how long this dress code has been enforced.
Well, apparently other parents have had a problem too, but this grandmother's taking it is the one taking it the most. Other parents have had an issue in that school, it would seem from the article, because there was other people that came forward and said,
yeah.
But this grandmother's like, I'm going to go to the mat with this.
I'm kind of not understanding why his hair being long, going back to it, it's like, I'm a white person. I don't understand why his hair being long is a cultural thing. But, I mean, so
I don't understand why it's a distraction either.
No, is it like, is he going to like, are they going to braid it and put it up and put it back?
See,
like,
I would find that more distracting.
That he has braided hair?
No, the fact that, all right, now you know this kid wanted long hair, but now you're forcing him to braid it.
I think that all of it is silly.
Right, but I'm saying that now everybody knows. So now everybody's, now the poor kid has to braise it. Now that's fucking distracting. Where if you just go, fucking wear your hair.
I don't think that anybody, like, who's being distracted by his hair?
Nobody.
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 It's stupid. Really?
This is more, you know, Joe, you were supposed to be a conservative with less laws. Why are we letting the man keep us down, Joe?
Because it's grooming people to be part of a respectable society.
Wait, you can't
where they can get a job.
I saw you in a picture today with two long-haired gentlemen. Are they not respectable? You were a Steel Panther. Yeah. They seem to be gainfully employed.
They're not respectable.
fine, but they're gainfully employed, and you seem perfectly safe in their company, Joe. Yeah.
I don't know about that either.
You seem pleased to be in the long-haired gentleman's company.
They're adults.
Did you say, you know, fellers, you know, this long hair might hold your back. You might want to think about cutting it. No. You were happy to have a picture with them.
No, what I told him is Gang Bang at the Old Folks Home is one of my favorite tunes of theirs, so it's really cool.
I have a feeling this little four-year-old is more respectable than Steel Panther. But long hair doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you. You're happy to take. You didn't go, no, guys, I like the music, but really, I have an image. I could not possibly take a picture with you, you long-haired hippies, you.
But I mean, how antiquated are these things?
It is.
Because, you know, I mean, do any of the girls, are they not allowed to wear their hair past their shoulders? What's the difference if it's a boy or a girl? My hair doesn't get in my way. It's like,
just worry about educating the kids.
It's so dumb.
Make sure the kids have a nice tuna fish sandwich. You know, make sure they have the goldfish. You know, of the baked, because you don't want to get the other fried. The baked is healthier.
And just as a general rule, white people, stop messing with people of color's hair. Just fucking leave it alone.
Except Jericho, because that looks ridiculous. Anyway, nipples. Fort Collins, Colorado decided not to continue its challenge to a federal court's decision that a ban on going topless in the city amounts to unconstitutional discrimination, NBC News reported. The city had argued that a repeal of the ban would lead to women parading in parades. I like parades.
Parading.
Actually, no, I hate parades. Never mind. Parading in
you
front
hate
of.
Parades.
I hate parades. I had to remember my character.
But a parade of nipples you would
I
like.
I forgot to check my notes. Damn it. Parading in front of elementary school parade. Nipples on parade. That's a parade I like. And parading in front of elementary schools or swimming topless in the public pool, according to the report. The city decided not to appeal the decision this month after spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on the legal battle. Already.
That's the first thing the women are going to do as soon as they fall. Let's head to the elementary school right now.
Wait, what city is this in so I can start driving?
Fort
Collins. Be there for school tomorrow morning.
They're going to learn their ABCs and T for tits.
They're going to... ABCs, Ds, double Ds.
That's right.
What comes after D? Double D.
Double D.
The decision to not move forward with the appeal effectively legalizes the practice in six states covered by the 10th Circuit, according to the report. Women will now be able to go topless and take notes, kids. Colorado, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Utah. Yay, Mormon nipples. And Wyoming because of the decision. You know what? Let the women go topless. Who the fuck? If you make a big deal of it, then it becomes a big deal.
Right. Just because you allow something does not mean that women are going to all of a sudden start parading in front. I'm not going to the grocery store topless now in any of those states just because you can. You know, first of all, that's uncomfortable in the frozen food section. Secondly,
I want to shop for broccoli.
Freezer burn on your nipples.
Yeah. Ooh. You reach in for something. Ow. Woo. Woo.
Now I want to go shopping.
But you're going to go and parade in front of the elementary school?
Parade. We're going to have floats. A marching band and nipples.
What's this person thinking?
Joe, can you please bring the tuba? I'll bring the nipples.
Yes, whole bunch of kids being paraded for you. Little kids, you'll learn sex education.
Hey, it's a topless color guard. I love that. Yeah. Oh, the one got hit with the rifle. right in the nip.
Well, you know, if you think about it, and I told you that one of my guilty pleasures is watching the Real World. I mean, sorry, the Real Housewives franchises. And when they get together for their wrap-up session and they're all talking about who bitched at who and who did what wrong, there is more boobage hanging out on these shows than I've ever
seen
no
nipples.
In my own... Mm. Right. Everything stops short of the nipples. Why are the nipples so, like, taboo and scary?
I think because we don't see them.
Right. So we're going to lose our minds if they're afraid.
Because basically, you know, when you see, like, your woman's breast, you just think, oh, they're two lumps. But then when you see the nipples, oh, they're tits.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
You don't notice that they're
boobs?
So, Joe,
what do you got there? You got tits? Yeah, I mean, you got nipples. I mean, Joe's got two tits over there.
Free the nipples. Come on, boys. Free them.
I mean, you know, if I mean, listen, if anything, men should cover it up, because men's nipples are useless. Women's nipples are working girls.
Mm. Yeah, well, they should be. You know, they,
they're sustaining a generation.
Mm. Right. I mean, things being as they're supposed
to be
by nature.
I guess the fear is, like, if we release the nipples, then everybody's going to be walking around crotchless.
No, you know what? I don't think
my
so.
My junk's going to be out.
Look, even if you see National
Plums?
Geographic... Even National Geographic.
That's
how
you first. That's very.
Women with floppy breasts.
Well,
that's
yes.
Many a young boy's first jerk.
But still everybody's covering all the lower bits,
that's
you know?
That's true.
You know? So it's like, I don't think that people are going to run around and it's going to be like Pussy Akimbo. You know, I think it's just.
Pussy Akimbo is my favorite rap artist from the 90s. I love Pussy Akimbo.
Actually, I really like that when I go to the sushi place. I'll take the Pussy Akimbo, please.
Yeah, too fishy. I don't like strong, pungent, fishy fish.
No.
No. I like a mild fish, so I will not be ordering the Pussy Akimbo.
Oh, all right. So none for you.
None for me.
No Pussy Akimbo roll.
It is kind of discrimination, though, that you go women can't be topless.
Well, no, because, I mean, we're talking about breasts are secondary sex characteristics. So, I mean, it's men just... You know, just the same way that, you know, men having hair on their faces is a secondary sex characteristic. So, you know, the
wait, what?
People, well, no, I'm saying that, you know, growing beards.
That's a secondary sex characteristic?
Yes, because women don't grow a full beard, but men
really?
Do.
They don't grow a full beard. Women don't grow a full beard. She just said women don't grow a full
I've
beard.
I see women with a full beard, too.
Well, I mean, it does happen if your hormones are out of balance, but, I mean, it's not supposed to happen. But it's like when you go through the, you know, hormonal change that makes you an adult from a child, then, you know, your secondary sex characteristics show up. Women get breasts. Hair pops out and surprising places. You know, and
not really surprised.
Men get them on their face. But then there's, you know.
What I like on my face, Joe? Pussy Akimbo.
But I'm saying your primary sex characteristic are your genitals. Now, nobody's saying go flop them around in everybody's face.
Speak for yourself.
But yeah, I'll flop where I want to flop.
That's right.
You want to see my jiggly bits.
That's right.
Don't flop them around in my face.
I will. It's my house.
We're working here.
That's my house.
That's how you work?
That's how I work.
Yes.
I'm tired of you trying to clothe me when I don't want to be clothed.
Oh, put that away.
Look at my jiggly bits.
That's not a microphone. I can't be fooled.
First of all, you can. And you have been.
What? I thought that was a strange color for a mic.
We just got to stop. Listen, the whole big deal about seeing a nipple when you were a kid was because you couldn't see one.
Right.
That's like when you had watched scramble porn. There was like a nipple, and that's what you would finish to. I mean, sure, it looks like a number two pencil eraser, but because it's so sacred, you can't
right.
see.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just demystify all this shit, we're all going to be fine. I mean, at first we'll be like a little squeamish.
Right.
But then we'll be fine. And let's be honest. We're going to see. You're going to see so many bad nipples that the whole sex factor is going to be gone anyway.
And I don't think there's a whole majority of women are going, oh, it's about time. I don't think
a
small percent, probably maybe about 2%.
And hopefully,
3%.
Hopefully out of that 2%, it's 2% of hot people.
Mm. Well, Joe's Girl says, what about people who oppose breastfeeding in public? Nipples would be okay if it didn't include breastfeeding?
That's the babies I find offensive.
Yeah, babies are very offensive.
Stop hogging up that tit.
Yes.
Unless you're going to share. See, to go back to Joe's point on the last thing, you know, you got to raise for society and everything. You know, part of a good society, Joe, is sharing. I know you don't like socialism, but still there's some basic sharing involved. And these kids need to learn how to share. So scram, Junior, let me get a sucker too.
Don't be greedy. There's two. No waiting.
Right, but the mom's like, oh, this is the working tit right now. This one's resting. Fuck it, fuck it, mama, let's go.
The working tit.
So it's working.
Well, this could be the working tit, and this could be the pleasure tit, you know? I mean, and then you swap.
Fine, you know what? I'll be gentle. I won't use teeth on your teats.
Mm. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm a team player.
Yeah,
of course. You don't want to be tit for tat. See what it did? A little laugh, a little laugh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you made Pip laugh, so good for you. You feel good about yourself. Circle the block on that one.
But I think that you're right. I mean, in Europe, I'm not saying they're walking through the streets topless, but
not saying they shouldn't.
On the beaches and stuff, people are topless. Society didn't break down. Nobody's losing their damn minds. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think like the first time, you'd probably have to explain to your kid why that woman's topless, but then after that, you just get used to it.
It's like, stop being such Puritans.
It's
really.
Like you breastfed, right? Just think of it like two beer taps.
Two beer taps. Beer tits.
Beer tits.
So we all agree that let the nipples set free?
Let them free.
That's the first thing I do when I get home.
It's funny. Joe wants the haircut, but he wants the nipples free. He's all here all over the map, Joe.
Well, if there was a, you know, I mean, if there was a ban or, you know, a dress code, then you can't show your cans.
Well, since he shaved his head, hair offends him. But the nips are, it's free range.
So this has to do with race and marriage. Three couples are suing the state of Virginia to overturn a law that requires marriage applicants to disclose their race in order to get a marriage license. The requirement to identify by race uses terms grounded in ignorance and bigotry, not in science, the couple's lawsuit says. It reflects Virginia's historical repression of non-white persons. The lawsuit filed in a federal court on Thursday says Virginia's requirement is unconstitutional. The couples all were denied marriage licenses in the state after refusing to designate their race on an application. The Virginia Department of Health, which includes the office that issues marriage licenses, declined to comment because of pending litigation. Governor Ralph Northam, he of blackface, also declined to.
Oh, my God.
Right. No, he got in trouble for blackface.
That's true. So he's not somebody that we should go to about this issue.
Also declined to comment on the lawsuit, citing pending litigation. He's a Democrat, by the way, Northam. The governor is dedicated to addressing racial discrimination in all its forms and recently established a commission to examine the vestiges of racial discriminatory language in Virginia law. When Brandon Churchill and his fiancée Sophie Rogers, one of the couples suing the state, went to apply for a license in Rockbridge County for their October 19th wedding, they were given a list of 230 terms to choose from to identify their race.
Oh, my God.
The list included mulatto, which I've heard. That's a black and white mix?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And quadroon.
I don't know what that
You're
is.
You're one quarter black.
Oh, I thought it was like a monster in the Star Wars cantina. It's a quadroon.
I thought it was an Italian word. You, what a quadroon.
It's a form of...
What's the matter? Yeah, you're quadroon.
No, it's
quadroon.
A form of currency. It's smaller than a doubloon.
Oh, it's a quadroon. That makes
sense. Quadroon. I'm kidding. Oh. I made that up.
It's like, what, you got back from the Barbary Coast?
I think that's the first
currency.
Time we've ever invoked the Barbary
Coast.
Good, Joe. We've been doing this 8 years. That's the first time. Good for
There's
you.
There's also the term octoroon. 1/8 black. Yeah, I learned about this in school years
Why?
Ago. Well, because they were telling us about what they used to do. They used to like care about what percentage of black you were.
Hmm. I'm all because, black in my pants.
Because they would consider that if somebody was even 1/8 black or a small, like there was the one drop theory. If there was one drop of black in your background, they considered you black.
Isn't that just the tip?
No, you know what? That's always a lie.
Not with me.
Really?
You can't tell if it's a lie or not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Was that just a tip? Yes. Yeah. I didn't want to give it all to you right now. Hold on. I'm going to get
I'm
a friend.
I'm holding something back. Hold on.
Give it all to me. Like we got a reserve of cock.
Wait. Is there a plunger anywhere? Is there a...
Hit the storehouse.
Yeah, bring your
friend. Can't give it all to you. Shit, I need more cock.
Yeah. Bring it another 9 inches.
If I could, would I be banging you? Come on now.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's happy with this situation.
But that, I mean, that was the rule back right. in the day.
So he continues, we were stunned. We knew we were going to get a list. We didn't know what that list would look like. The lawsuit describes Churchill as having English, Scottish, and German ancestry and peach pink skin. Rogers is principally Irish, German, and Polish, and she has peach pink skin, the lawsuit says. I guess if you're going to color them, I don't know what that's for.
I don't know what that's for. Are they matching pantyhose? Why are they putting this down?
His uncle was 1/8 burnt sienna. Anyway, Churchill Churchill said he and Rogers refused to select one of the options provided for their race and were told that the computer system wouldn't accept their application without it. We are mindful of the fact that some people would say collecting information on race is important in correcting disparities. We just think the state shouldn't compel you to do that, he said. The couple plans to celebrate their wedding next month with or without a marriage license, but he thinks the officials will act before then. I think they're going to look at this law and realize it has no place in 2019 and discard it and move forward into the 21st century. None of those boxes fit me. The current requirement is a vestige of Virginia's racist history, the lawsuit says, and is born out of the state's 1924 Act to Preserve Racial Integrity. The law was meant to ensure that whites and non-whites did not marry. Just fuck on the reservations and the plantations where they should.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't in the story. Well,
it was in the bonus.
Mm. I got the new edition.
Oh, no.
It was championed by Walter Plecker.
That's a funny name.
That
funny would be Walter Pecker.
He's such a plecker.
Yeah, you ruined it. Walter Plecker, the state's first head, a vital statistic and an advocate of eugenics, which eugenics is what, like racist? Like
race purity.
Yeah. Yeah. The data on races collected by the state of Virginia through marriage licenses is not used in any data sharing capacity losses, said. Virginia also was the site of the landmark Loving v. Virginia case that challenged the law that prevented interracial marriage in the state. The case landed in the Virginia Supreme Court, and the justices decided unanimously on June 12, 1967, that the purpose of miscegenation laws was rooted rooted in racism and violated the Constitution.
That means mixing the races.
Thank you, Pip.
You're welcome.
After finding out about
this, what a translation through this whole story, Pip. Thank you very much.
I speak jive.
After finding out about this, it's like what is really happening behind the scenes, said Samuel Sarfo. Has Virginia really changed that much from where it came from? Sarfo and his fiancee Ashley Ramkishan, also a plaintiff in the lawsuit. Ramkishan says having to identify as one race or mix doesn't express the complexity of her background, which includes Guyanese and Indian roots. She identifies as West Indian or Caribbean and found the available choices American Indian, Alaska Native, African American Black, Asian, Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Pacific Islander White, and other too limiting. None of those boxes fit me. I'll fit your box, Ramkishan said.
I knew he was going to say that.
Because I'm predictable and trite. When they expressed their concerns, she and Sarfo were told they could mark other. I'm not other, Ramkishan said. I got to tell you, I think in this day and age, I don't think you need to know fucking race to give somebody a marriage license.
What is the difference? What are we doing?
And then when we find out from the lawsuit where the law comes from and who it comes from, it's like, why is this even still on the books?
Well, you know what? Our friend, the show's friend, Amaru,
I'll be playing his song on the next break.
Oh, good. Then this is timely. I posted a question about this on my Facebook page, as we all did. And so one of the things that he said was, for full disclosure, if you don't know the show's friend Amaru, he is African-American. And he was saying that he thought that public records like that were a good way to track someone's heritage. And because, you know, they wrote down what race someone was. And I do understand that because African-Americans have trouble following their heritage back because of slavery. And
so
because,
you can volunteer to do it.
Right.
So you can make it a question, but if they choose not to, don't deny them.
Well, here's my point about that. At this point, we have going forward, I don't see why we would have the need to put down what kind of race that anybody's ancestors were. I mean, going backward to trace heritage, especially for people who were brought here against their own will.
I don't find how quadroon would help anybody.
Helpful.
No, that's not really helpful.
No. I mean, unless you're trying to see, okay, we're, you know.
Unless you're doing a purity test.
Unless I'm Thomas Jefferson's kids. I mean, this is how they tracked things like that. Yeah,
I think,
you know?
I think that it might be important in a way where certain ethnicities are predisposed to certain diseases. And I think that maybe when they get a marriage license, basically because you're going to be having kids, they want to get an idea just maybe to monitor who might have the propensity.
But they're not sharing
the
data with anybody.
Yeah. No, but you get blood tests if you're concerned about.
Yeah.
Things,
you could do that with DNA.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, if you want to find out, because writing down what you believe your heritage is and ticking off a box
isn't even accurate
because you might not know.
Yeah, most of us don't really know what we are.
Yeah.
Like for me, Eastern Europeans, I'll throw in a bunch of countries.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Most of us aren't sure. So it's not scientific. We have better ways now.
Yeah, not
at
all.
We have DNA. So though I understand your point, it's not the best way to do it.
Right, right. I think that it's a thing of the past.
And still, to deny someone.
Oh, my God.
That seems too much. To deny a couple together. If you want to keep it on there to entertain your point or Amaru's point
right.
or Joe's point, if you want to keep it on there, fine. But to deny people, that's too far.
Yeah. If you want to make it voluntary.
That's part of the procedure to get a wedding license in Virginia.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Fill
but,
out what you are, get your license, and move on.
Right, but this comes from a racist law, which the Supreme Court in Virginia has already ruled on. So it wasn't coming for scientific purposes to keep people healthy. This was coming to make sure black people and white people didn't marry. We know the intent. So if you know the intent is something heinous as that, then you must get rid of the remnants of it.
And it's against the law to because Loving versus State of Virginia said that that's against the law to deny people of different races. Marriage. So, what's the point in asking? There is no point anymore.
And I do think I think other is kind of insulting. I mean, I know when you're at about options, and I'm sure I might have put other to something or something, but I feel like other, it's dismissive. But you can't put everything
on it.
But
you can't have everything. What did they have, like 300 choices?
But again, to go to Joe's point and Amaru's point, if people are putting other on there, that doesn't help them at all, which just shows it's not scientific.
It's not scientific anyway. What if I wrote down I was Latina, which I am not?
Right. You could lie about it.
Yeah.
It's just the origin of this law is racist. Mm-hmm. To deny people is wrong.
The application of it is unscientific, and if you're making any kind of assertion that it's to keep track of this, well, it's self-selecting.
Now, as I recall, you do have to get a blood test when you get married.
Not every state says that you have to get a blood test.
But if you want to go to Joe's point.
Yeah, you should.
You could say everybody has to get a blood test.
Yeah, if you're not going to check this off, you have to get a blood test so we can see if there's any problem if you're going to have children.
Which, again, is really none of the state's business. And you're more of a small... You're supposed to be more of a small government person anyway. Do you really want the state knowing this shit about you? Seems a little much.
They would know if I was black or white. I mean, it's
not necessarily.
It's a marriage license.
Just ask the President Trump in front of New Mexico. This guy, he's Latino. He looks more white than I do. I mean, if the president can't figure it out, what chance do we have, Joe?
I thought he had super Mexican radar, too.
We have no chance of President Trump can't figure out just by looking. It's just, there's no, because it's not scientific.
Right.
There's really no reason to have this but racism.
Right.
Which is what it originated from.
It absolutely did. So if we don't want that anymore, it's pointless.
I think we don't.
We don't.
I think we don't.
Yeah.
So you and I agree that this is...
It should go.
And Joe wants to... Joe wants it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it should go.
Yeah. All right. A married United Arab Emirates woman reportedly is seeking a divorce, claiming her life is hell because she feels suffocated by her husband's extreme love. Extreme love!
Extreme love!
Huge box of chocolates! 2 dozen roses!
Sunday, flowers, candy, it's all here!
And Monday, Tuesday, every day, because it's extreme love. I love you!
The biggest teddy bear ever!
It's extreme love! Much cuddling, mega cuddles.
And the highlight of the show is Bigfoot with a bouquet of flowers.
And then afterwards, don't leave because we're going to talk about how do you feel?
Let's cuddle. Let's cuddle a lot.
Extreme love.
And when you cuddle, the other person goes, what are you thinking? You know what they're thinking. Extreme love. Yeah.
Extreme love.
That's so bizarre. It sounds like a name of a band.
Worst band ever.
Really.
Well, actually, you know, it was the early 90s. Air Supply was trying to find themselves.
Yeah, they just play half-assed love songs. love.
Nah, they went to a little grunge feeling. You know, it was depressing love. Uplifting Air
not
Supply
even
stuff.
That. They had every woman in the world to me, and then they're like, you know, we could cash in on this, too, and they put Extreme Love together. It's all, but they're not as good as Air Supply, so they're putting all these shit love songs out.
As opposed to the quality love songs that Air Supply was pumping out.
Really? Yeah. Don't you love Air Supply?
I like Air Supply. I don't love Air Supply. Okay.
you
look like an Air Supply person.
You have extreme love
What's
for
an
Air
Supply person.
That likes nice songs.
No, I think there's something.
No, I've listened to the stuff you play in the car. It's like we're going to Mandy's to look for blouses. So you're a good extreme love person.
Guy
turns off Ozzy.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't like Ozzy.
Oh.
There's one song. I like songs. Oh. Wait, you don't like Ozzy? Let's be honest about this shit.
Let's
be honest.
Anybody want worms? We just opened a can.
He does not have a great voice.
Doot, 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 doot. I. It, you know what? He doesn't, but he
Ozzy
does
rules.
The best he can with
does
it.
Does he? I leave on Iron Man.
All right, good.
I leave on Iron Man.
Good.
But, I mean, let's be honest. As a singer, fucking overrated. He's just, I mean, because he was the first. And you give him props for that. He was one of the first outrageous characters. So I give Ozzy's props for that. But I'll tell you what. In the car, I'm not reading his fucking bio. I'm just listening to the music. And I'm not fucking impressed. So how do you like them out? I'll tell you another thing. Ronnie James Dio, better singer than Ozzy Osbourne. So how do you like me now?
There's no argument.
All right, fine. But, you know, but he was the second lead singer of Sabbath, and, you know, people don't give him the props for that.
Bullshit. Heaven and Hell was one of the best Sabbath albums ever made.
All right, so I leave Occasia.
No, you're wrong on that.
I'm not hating on Dio. You're hating on Dio.
I'm not hating on Dio. Sabbath fans will tell you Heaven and Hell was one of the best Sabbath albums there ever was.
Let's be honest. Ozzy Osbourne solo shit, not so great.
It was great.
Pretty good.
It does.
Not great.
It doesn't completely stand the test of time, but it was really good at the time.
Would you like to hear the duet with Lita Ford?
Sure.
Ugh. Actually, I leave that one on too. But I mean, hot take: Ozzy overrated. Overrated Ozzy. If you just musically, not talking about the legend that he is. Legend that he is, rock and roll icon. I will give you every bit of that.
Okay.
But in the car, when I'm just listening to tunes to get me from point A to point B, I don't give a shit about his biography. I just want to hear the music, and I'm not a huge fan.
That's okay. That's okay. You're allowed.
Air Supply. You can't find it on the radio, but you should.
Joe. Joe, you drive long distances with this and control the radio?
I will have you know, he will rock out right next to me with Kelly Clarkson's greatest hits.
Yes, but Kelly Clarkson is cool. Air Supply is not.
They don't have to be cool. He likes ABBA. They're not cool. You just fucking enjoy it.
Oh, ABBA's great. ABBA
they're
rules.
Not cool, though.
No,
they're not cool, Joe.
Not
Dancing
cool.
Queen is not cool.
Fuck you.
and a Waterloo to you, too.
That's my favorite song in the whole world.
Not cool. But you can enjoy it.
Waterloo is the best pop song that was ever written.
And that statement was your Waterloo my friend.
Bullshit. Catchy. Comes in at about 3:05. What the best pop song
Fine, and
ever
enjoy
written.
It, but they're not cool. I'm not taking it away from you. They're not cool.
ABBA? Yeah.
No, it's not cool. There was never a point in history, unless you were a Swedish teenage girl, where ABBA was cool, which maybe you were with your long
cool,
fucking
hair.
Cool,
yeah. Usually Swedish teenage girls are complaining about fucking global warming. Like, maybe it's cool.
We'll go on.
Just let that sit there.
Yeah. All right. So we did extreme. All right. The rest of this fucking story. Wow, I haven't even gotten to it. So the unnamed woman told a Sharia court in motherfucking names.
That's the town?
Yeah. Yes.
Told a Sharia court in Fajera that she wants to divorce her spouse after 1 year of marriage due to his overwhelming adoration for her, the Khalij Times reported on Friday. I was choked by extreme love and affection. And cuck. No. She griped to the court. He even helped me clean the house.
Why, that
prick.
Motherfucker.
What a prick.
Mr. Clean has nothing on him.
She claimed that his kindness turned her life to hell and made her long for marital conflict and a can of whoop-ass.
What?
I long for one day of dispute, to which case Joe showed his tape stuff Joanne.
Yeah. One day? I got a whole year.
I long for one day of dispute, but this seems impossible with my romantic husband who always forgave me and showered me with gifts. What a son of a bitch.
You bastard.
This guy's got to stop.
She reportedly said, I need a real discussion, even an argument. Come join the show. Not this hassle-free life of obedience.
What? Is she mentally ill?
Gotta be.
The case, however, was reportedly adjourned so the couple could attempt to reconcile, and he could fucking smack her around like
she
wants.
Yeah, but they're going to go to counseling. Smack her.
Punch her in the nose. Punch her.
Smack her.
Oh,
kick her in the twat. That's what she wants.
Yeah. You know, make her feel bad about herself.
Here's
Do
some
it.
Words to go. Bitch, clean the house.
Honey, is this what? Cunt. Is that what you want to hear? You're a cunt. Do you feel better now? You're a cunt.
That's
is that,
what
am
I was
I
longing
saying
it, for.
Am I saying it right? Cunt.
That's what I was longing for.
Oh, I'm glad I could bring us together by calling you a cunt.
That's the baddest of the bad words. You know why? Because it's got the vowel in there with a C.
It's got the c sound.
Can't.
Unt.
I can't.
Unt.
Can't. Can't.
Unt.
The case, however, was reportedly true. It's not fair to judge a marriage from the first year. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I can.
And everybody learns from their mistakes, her husband reportedly said. This guy's made to feel like shit because he's nice.
Because he's nice.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Now, that being said.
Be with Joanne for a while.
All right, we all think this woman's an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, I've been suffocated by love.
What?
I've talked about this before.
All right, tell us a story again.
You know, in college, I dated this very nice girl.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart, much smarter than your pal. A hard worker, lovely family. You know, we were friends, then we dated. You know, I was her first, although we didn't have sex, because that's my fucking thing.
Wait, what now?
You were first, but you didn't have
no,
sex?
No, I was her first kiss.
Oh, okay.
Her first fooling around.
Right.
Okay. And I've talked about this, but like kissing her was like kissing myself, because I taught her.
Oh, I see.
But like when
so you loved it.
Now I would. Now when I realize how wonderful I am.
You ever try to go fuck yourself? Yes.
My Sorry. Wrestling name is Foreplay Supreme.
That sounds like a Taco Bell meal.
Yeah, really.
Actually, it does. That's
Taco
good.
Bell on the way home.
Foreplay Supreme.
So, though, I mean, she was like such a nice girl. Where, like, if I was sick, she would come over to my apartment and bring me a chicken soup.
Wow.
Nice.
And very nice. That's too much.
What?
Really? Why?
Why?
You know, I go back and forth on this.
Okay.
I mean, it is nice to be adored, and quite frankly, I shouldn't.
Were you afraid of commitment and thought that commitment would lead further?
No, I just...
Did you want to be treated like the piece of shit that you are?
No, but I understand
this. Make note of that.
And then I brought Joe into my life, and thank God.
Took care of that.
Took care of that.
Yeah. No, but I understand you need a little bit of conflict. You don't want somebody who always agrees with you, then there's my wife. No, but I get it. I mean, now I'd like somebody to agree a little bit more.
You tip the scale too far the other way.
But no, like sometimes you just want to, you don't want somebody to think that you're the stars and the moon. Sometimes you want somebody to go, you know, not for nothing, you might be wrong here. Or...
You know, I mean, I understand that if something came up that there was, like, a reason to disagree, that they would, like, make
well,
their
I mean,
opinion.
It's me. It's me, so there's usually a reason to disagree.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. sorry, I didn't mean to jump on that so quickly.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did. And, but what did you say?
What?
Oh, okay. But it sounds like she's like one of those people who's like, I want passion, I want arguments, I want, because that'll show me you care about me. No, no, no. Clean on the floor showed me you care about me. That's amazing. That I don't understand
well,
what she
like,
wants from this guy.
That's like with Joanne. Joanne would like get me pissed off.
Yeah.
And I go, why do you, she goes,
flowers get you pissed off.
No.
Waking up gets you pissed off.
Well, that's true.
Yes,
but
it
still
does.
But you know, she would go, you know, she goes, well, I'm just looking for your attention. I go, so by pissing me, how about a hot meal?
You'd get my attention.
You know, or cleaning or something like that.
Some people like that negative reinforcement. It's like, I could go with a full diet of positive reinforcement. That would be okay. Mm. I want this guy's number.
Yeah, by the way,
you don't think you'd get bored?
No.
Really?
No. I would be fine with getting along all the time.
No, I think constant adoration's a little much.
No,
it's not grounds for divorce.
Yeah, no.
And now, considering where she fucking lives... Where they're going to a Sharia
really?
Court.
Really? I know.
Like, this bitch doesn't know how good she has.
She has
yeah, really.
No idea.
I mean, this isn't like America where, like, oh, a woman has a right to speak her mind. No, this woman does not understand. No. It could be a lot worse for her.
No.
Like, this one needs to get stoned.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not casting aspersions at Mr. Healy.
I'm casting stones.
I'm just saying that, you know, if this is what my lot in life was, I would take it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to divorce court over it.
No. No.
I mean, especially living where she lives, where, like he can beat on you, he can beat you, he can be an adulterer.
Yeah. And it's okay.
And, like, you're, and it's, if he cheats on you, yeah, he's going to get punished, but you're going to get stoned to death because it's your fault.
Yeah, because, you know, suddenly you're the whore somehow in this equation.
I mean, really.
Where they are, she is the luckiest bitch going and has not recognized the lottery ticket in her hand.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it has to do with location.
Yeah. And some kind of, mental illness.
But yeah, but I do wonder, so I guess you guys have never been in a relationship where it was like, it's a little too much.
No.
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 Been there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I always feel bad about that.
Well.
And like, at least I didn't take her virginity because I respected her and everything.
Yeah. If you weren't going to stay long term, you're
I mean, we were together for a little while. I mean, it wasn't like, but I just, like, there wasn't the spark.
Right.
And I guess part of me for, like, the spark is conflict. I like, here's my downfall.
You
I,
like to argue.
No.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm good at it.
Do you not know yourself, son? You love to argue.
I like women with opinions.
Yes.
I like intelligent women.
Yes.
But that being said, once in a while, it's a little much. Enough. I get it. I get it. You have your own thoughts. Shut the fuck up and agree. I mean, this is... listen, part of the problem is myself. Because I've had the woman...
Yeah, well, the problem is yourself, yeah.
I've had the woman that agrees. And then I've had the women that never fucking agree. Agree more. Why? Agree more than not agree. Agree more, and that way when you disagree, I go, all right, she might have a point there, because she usually agrees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that is a good balance. I think I would encourage my mate in this kind of thing to, like, speak their mind when there was something that they found disagreeable or they really thought, no, that's not right. You have to express that, you know?
I think the reality is she's not into this guy. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And there is a reality, too. That a lot of women like an asshole.
I wonder if it was an arranged marriage.
I'm guessing it probably was.
Yeah.
Just because of where this is.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that this is just a possibility that although he's very cuddly and helpful and, you know, and affectionate.
He's fat.
No, maybe he's just probably not that good in bed.
Oh, that could be.
Because if she was dickmatized, she would not be having a problem with this.
Dickmatized?
Yes. I didn't make that up.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, yeah. If she was totally dickmatized, she would not be fighting about this. She would be like,
dickmatized.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it so good. And he's nice to me outside of bed. I'm in a dream. Don't pinch me.
I got to feel like if I'm dickmatizing somebody, I'm going to treat you like shit. Like, I got to feel like there's got to be like a balance, a yin and a yang.
But see, that's what happens.
Yeah.
I have you. I have you over a barrel because I know you're liking what you get. So now I can be a dick.
It just sounds like something out of a Western. All right, we got to go catch them desperados. Go grab those men and dickmatize them. Sheriff.
Sounds like a special event at the Comedy Zone.
Yeah.
That's Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, Devin, we got to cancel your date. It's next week, yeah, but we got a dickmatist coming in.
Ooh, where's that?
No, the chicks dig it. It's nice. You know, his junk comes out. They do whatever. They jump around on it. Yeah, we can't. Yeah. We'll reschedule you. Joe, you got anything going on?
Nah,
no. Got bumped by a dickmatist again.
Dickmatist. Sounds like the hypnotizer. All right, I'm going to pull out my cock. You will sleep.
Why would I want them to sleep if my cock's out?
Well, because you're a dickmatizer. You're going
to
dickmatize
them. I want them to jump on that thing. Jump.
Yeah, but you know, you can present the suggestion. You Cosby fuck.
Play with the balls. Yeah. Play with the balls. Yeah. Get up in there.
Get up in there. Get up in where?
All right, in between the balls on the end of carriage right
you will
there.
Bounce them around like a seal.
No, that sounds painful. That's a little aggressive.
Yeah, it's a little much, Joe. All right. What are the balls of steel over there? Settle down. You were hanging out with Steel Panther. You're not Steel Panther. Relax.
Steel Panther rules.
Oh, by the way, when I get a physical therapy, there's exercises that you have to do where they take these little exercise balls that are not completely inflated and you stick it between your knees and you have to squeeze. And
the one get lost?
They're blue.
Oh. I can relate. I've had blue balls is a real thing, by the way.
I know.
I mean, they don't turn blue, but you get all gassy and painful.
No, I know.
Do you, Caitlin?
Not because I have experienced it firsthand.
All right, so we believe that this woman needs a good punch in the teeth.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm still on blue balls.
Of course you are.
Uh-oh.
If you would fucking finish them off, they wouldn't be blue no more.
I know.
Fucking take teeth. The sauce. Take the sauce.
Take the sauce.
Take the sauce.
It's not fucking Arby's, man.
Could be.
It's not horsey sauce. What are you fucking doing over
Arby's
there?
Could be.
Arby's has the worst roast beef. Too salty.
It's purpley and like a vagina.
Oh. Speak for your own vagina.
So I guess I'm the only one that's been suffocated.
Yeah. No, I have not. I have not suffered.
But I've talked about this before. I like these intelligent women and everything. And we'll talk about more in the Facebook Live portion of the show.
Right.
Because, again, it has to do with brains. But and I've talked about it before. But, again, a little fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you have an opinion. Once in a while, keep it to your fucking self.
Agreed.
Fuck you.
I know you have an opinion. Just keep it to
yourself.
Fucking self.
Sure. Unless you're doing a radio show.
Oh, God.
And then blab it all over the place for hours.
People are tuning in for this shit.
That's right.
All
right.
We'll come back. We will do some Ann Jackson. On the break, this is a song from the aforementioned Amaru. And he says, this is dedicated to anyone who has lost someone. I know recently he had some tragedy in his life. I'm going to leave this one on the podcast. I don't usually do it. I've left Joe's band's music on the podcast. I'm going to leave this one on the podcast, too. If you want to download it, you go to Mr. Woosa mistawoowoo.bandcamp.com /releases. That's MISTAWOOSAA. Yeah, spelled just like it sounds. .bandcamp.com/releases. And this is Memories, and this will be in the podcast, and then we'll be back and do some Ann Jackson.
At least that will fulfill me. I remember all the laughs and the loves, all the pain and the good, all the times that I was down and you would lift me up. All the memories, you're still present in my thoughts. Letter to my guardian angel, guide me through my darkest nights. Help me smile and remembrance and bring joy in my soul. And one day, one day soon, I'll see you and we'll laugh like we used to. I won't let you go, it still feels like it. Still need me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feels like you're here. Still need me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feels like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. Forgive me for the times I wasn't always there when you were down. I know times it can be hard to crack a smile. I remember I was down. You turn my frown into a smile, turn the bad days upside down. You might not be around, I still feel energy. Every step I take, you still walk with me, oh Lord. Buy me all the memories and take the pain away. I just want the memories. I'd rather have you, but if not, I take the memories. I won't let you go, it still feel like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feel like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feels like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feels like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I won't let you go, it still feels like you're here. Still near me, and maybe one day soon I'll see you, and we'll make more memories. I'd rather have you, but if not, I'll take the memories.